Welcome to episode 98 of the Geocaching Podcast. Tonight we're going to be talking about geocaching and social media. I'm your host, XPunkX, with
Montu Ryder.
If you want to participate in our show today, please give us a call at 724-444-7444. And our Talkcast ID is 7525. You can join our live chat room, and that can be found at www.geocachingpodcast.info. If you want to hang out with our other listeners, click the Join Now to Participate button on the upper right-hand corner. Our voicemail line is 206-350-3GPS, and we're on Twitter at twitter.com/GCPodcast. Well, Montu, it's been a few weeks here since we've got a chance to talk. I was sick last week, and we didn't do a show. And the week before that, unfortunately, TalkShoe was not behaving that week, so we actually didn't really do a live show, per se. How have you been since, way back since we've actually done a show?
Way back in the far, far past. Doing pretty good. And first off, I'm glad to hear you're doing better. I hope Daryl gets to feeling better, because it's never good being under the weather. We've all been there, done that. We don't want to go there again.
No, and Daryl emailed me right before the show, and he said, I'm not going to show up. I've got a scratchy voice, and, I know how that feels. We don't want to. And you do, yeah. Too. We don't want to put him under, further under the weather. So, Daryl, rest up, and we look forward to seeing you next week. What else have you been up to,
Quentin? Well, it's been a pretty interesting couple of weeks after our last show that we recorded. Been busy with the trains. We had a meeting with the county, and now have several great events planned throughout the next several months, including some night runs at Halloween and Christmas time, which ought to make for a great experience. I've done one night run with the train so far, not up at our park, but down at Largo. And the night run is a totally different world versus the day runs. Also, since our last show, I received a Twitter and then an email from Podcatcher and then from Cachemaniacs letting me know that Podcatcher is coming here to Tampa this weekend. From what I hear from their show, they're already in town over in Orlando.
Hey, it sounds good. And actually, we've got the promo here to play for your that event. Why don't we go ahead and do that now?
Yeah, why not? Let's go ahead and play that.
I have a great announcement for all the Tampa Bay, Florida podcast listeners out there. We have a special treat planned. Captain Biggins and myself have set up a Pirate's Welcome for Sunny, Sandy, and Sean. GC1NYG9, set for April 5 at 5 p.m. Sunny, Sandy, and Sean of the Podcatcher Podcast will be here in the Tampa Bay area and would like to meet with as many cachers as they can while here. Please come out and give this great podcasting family a warm Florida welcome. Please respond by April 1 to the event listing so that we can be sure and have enough seating for all. Please see the listing for more information. Now, back to the show.
Thank you, Montu. I wish I could be there with you guys. Sounds like a fun event that you guys are holding.
It's going to be Captain Biggins. If anybody has heard his interview on Cachemaniacs a few episodes back, I wish I had that episode number. He's a real character, a great guy. He loves to dress up as a pirate. And usually that's how you'll find him, is dressed up in his pirate garb. But he's a great guy, and he's the one who's pretty much put together the event. I'm helping him out with it. In fact, he and I were just at an event here locally, further south from where this event's going to be, down at Fort DeSoto this past Sunday. Day started out bad, pouring rain, but cleared up my lunch, had a great lunch, and then did a lot of caching around the park. I think I caught in about 5 or 6 caches Sunday.
Well, that sounds fun. I am actually feeling better this week, which is actually a relief. We, as many of you know, last week we canceled the show right before the podcast. Well, about 5 in the afternoon, and that's because I did get sick. I got sick at work and just was not feeling up to the fact of doing a show. So I am feeling better, and in fact, I did go ahead and produce a Plus member show, and it's in the feed right now. For those of you who are not Plus members, it's basically just a way to say thanks to all of those people who have donated to our show via PayPal, and the links are on our www.geocachingpodcast.info. Got that out today. Just did a quick review of the MSI Wind that I have, so that's on the show to be looking for if you're a Plus member. Other than that, I just been kind of taking it easy, trying to get better, and that's really been about it. Now, I wanted to we've got several news items here in the podcast tonight. So we're going to go ahead and get started with that. But first, I wanted to remind everyone again, this is episode 98. We're only a few away from episode 100. If you want to give us any messages for the episode 100, we'd love to hear those. Our voicemail line is 206-350-3GPS. And we'd like to hear any congrats, any warm wishes, anything you want to say to us, 206-350-3GPS. Well, the first thing that we have in our news items tonight is we noticed, and this is, again, goes into the whole social media type thing that we're talking about tonight. We noticed that Jeremy Irish, the on Twitter, and Jeremy Irish, for those of you who don't know, is basically the head guru at Groundspeak, said on Twitter that the next Groundspeak application / update for the iPhone was sent to Apple for review, and that the latest geocaching iPhone application has the maps, and it was submitted on March 20th. Now, he also says for the Caching Curious, they submitted a free demo version of the iPhone application too. And now we just kind of wait and kind of see if they approve that. So that's one of the things in the news. And the iPhone app will definitely show multiple caches in one view, and you can refresh the list from the map. So it seems like something we've really, really, really been waiting for, those of us who do have the geocaching podcast or the geocaching app for the iPhone. So we're just looking forward to seeing if and when that gets approved. Montu, can you tell us a little bit about what's been happening with the Oregon?
Yeah, Garmin's got some software beta updates available for the Oregon 200, 300, 400T, 400C, and 400i. It's version 2.94. It is a beta version, and it was released as of March 25 of this year. You can go to Garmin and download those updates, and we'll have that link in our show notes.
We definitely will have that link in our show notes. So tonight, we're going to be talking about social media. There's lots of different aspects of social media. It's going to kind of be a roundtable discussion. So if you've got anything to put into this, feel free to give us a call at 724-444-7444. And you can, our TalkCast ID is 7525. If you get on the phone, go ahead and press the *8, and that'll get you in the queue to talk. Or you can go, if you're just in the chat room, go ahead and type anything in the chat window, and we'll go ahead and try and get that on to the onto the show here. So when we were thinking about social media here, there's several different things that had come up. One of the main things that we had thought about, and since it is so big, is Twitter. Now there's kind of a way to do there's a way to do logging of your caches with SMS and kind of bring that to Twitter. Do you want to talk a little bit about that, Montu?
Yeah, you can do it with the text marks. Simply enter in http://coord.info, and that shows you a way to submit your field notes for caches via the SMS. That will work on any phone.
And just along that point, I've used it. Any phone that can do SMSs can do it. You just have to kind of remember the cryptic, not really, I guess it's not even really cryptic, but the code that you use to update, or where you're at as far as the cache as it goes. And one of the other persons on Twitter had said, in a conversation with Jeremy Irish, had said that it's a good point, because you can do that from any phone. Someone had asked, is there going to be a way to do it for more than phones than just the iPhone? And Jeremy said, this text marks is a good, valid way. And then this person said, good point. And hopefully logging caches via email will be using the same syntax will be the next step, they would think. I think that'd be good because a lot of phones, like the BlackBerry, have the ability to do email. That'd be pretty cool. Montu, have you ever used the text marks?
I have not yet, no.
Yeah, I did, and it's kind of, well, I would say, let me preface this. With my cell phone that I have, it is kind of cumbersome because the predictive text kind of thing doesn't really work real well, so you kind of have to hunt and peck a lot more than you should. But it does work. It works really good because you can kind of put a couple different things. We touched on this briefly before, but the reason I bring this into social media part is because you can hook the text marks up to with your Twitter. So when you make any log with text marks, it says on your Twitter, you can set it to go, I'm going to such and such cache. I'm leaving such and such cache. I found this cache. I did not find this cache. And so it allows you to update your friends with that. And social media is good. And it's also good for allowing your friends to see where you're at too, especially on caches. You know, especially if you've got people who aren't caching with you, it allows you to see where they're at, where you're at. And so in case you get lost, they know where the last cache you were at. And it also allows you to then go ahead and, you know, they can find you if they need to because they know kind of where the last cache was at that you were at.
Yeah, that's definitely true. Now, another advantage of the many different social medias that's out there is, of course, connecting with everybody. Several times, you've even posted via Twitter whether or not there was going to be a show any particular night. There's been times when we've been using Twitter to discuss different possibilities for the show, people Twittering about their day, either a particular cache that they went to or some interesting sites that they've seen today. So it definitely makes for keeping everybody connected with what's going on.
And I would say it's a good valid source of news feeds too, because as far as Twitter goes, because I use Twitter a lot, and hopefully you do too with our twitter.com/GC podcast. We use it to kind of, if we see something that's going on with, we follow lots and lots and lots of different people who are involved in geocaching, and, you know, whether that be GPS producers, Jeremy Irish, we follow a lot of different people. And when we see something that, you know, is effective in the caching community, we'll do either put it out in our own words or retweet it, and also gather, you know, stuff for the show, things like that, where, you know, we find information that's going on in the caching world with, you know, from Twitter. And that moves me into another point too. Twitter has a search feature. If you go to search.twitter.com, and for those of you, you don't even have to be involved in Twitter at all. You don't need to have a Twitter account to use that, but you can search for a term. Like you could search for, let's say, you know, geocaching or geocaching podcast, or, you know, even text marks, and you could see in real time what people are chatting about. And they also have this really cool thing that's called trending, which allows you to see popular topics that are being talked about right off the bat. And so a lot of times I'll go and see that, like today, for instance, I went there and I saw that iPhone and Skype were one of the two biggest things that were talked about today. And that's because the Skype application came out for the iPhone. It's one of the really good ways to see what's happening in the world.
And now another useful tool with the social media software that's out there can be helped with any sort of trouble caches, like a puzzle cache or something like that. You can very easily just post a Twitter out there that you're having a problem with one. And anybody that is following you, if they happen to be at their computer, they can respond back and maybe give you a helping hand with it. Which, with some of the puzzles, if you forget to try and solve the puzzle before you go out, if it's one of those, it can be exasperating. You get out in the field and you realize you don't have the whole listing with you. It definitely helps out having that lifeline.
I would say definitely, and more. A lot of times, I was thinking more, you know, especially the puzzle caches, because I don't necessarily, I follow a few local people, but not a whole lot of local cachers, and so, you know, I don't necessarily go to them with other caches, like, hey, you know, where is this this cache at. But like, if I have a puzzle cache, I'll say, man, this puzzle is killing me, and ask anyone if they have seen this kind of puzzle before, or if they've got any ideas. A lot of times people can help you and point you along the way as far as puzzle caches go. Now, another thing too, and this is kind of along with the text marks, is the Bishop's Power Notes, and we've talked about it before, but it does allow you to do the updates to Twitter too, and that's as far as what you found. We did have someone, Jeff Bolden, in the chat room say, if you're going to do a power run, don't hook it up to your Twitter, at least your main Twitter account, because that does kind of get annoying, because then, you see time after time after time after time, hey, I found this cache, I found this cache, I found this cache, and it clutters up other people's timeline, and they'll go ahead and unfollow you. What I've seen people do, like Bishop and like Daryl, is use what they call like their tracking one. They have a separate Twitter account just for tracking, and that allows them to, only people who really care about where they're at can follow that. It gets, it unclears their timeline out. So definitely, if you're going to do a power run, go ahead. Sometimes people don't like being that social with you, I guess, is what I'm saying there. And another good thing I would say, too, is with Twitter, and this brings me into also Brightkite, another social area, is Brightkite. It kind of does the location-based thing. It kind of, you can leave, a post of where you're at exactly, because there's several different applications that will pick up where you're at, like with your iPhone, and then like I say, you're at the local Starbucks, it'll actually get the coordinates of the local Starbucks. It's kind of going along the idea of location based, where are you at now, and it helps you kind of connect with the people that are around you. So I would definitely check out Brightkite too, as far as another kind of where you are at type of thing. And that will also do the posts to Twitter too. And again, it allows several different safety areas too. If you don't want to let people know exactly where you're at, like if you're at home and you don't want people to know where your house is at, you can kind of get a general, they can broaden that out so you can't tell exactly where your house is at. Now, another thing as far as that we've found too, that's another good social thing, and it's huge these days, is Facebook. Facebook would be another thing. It's if you've not seen it, it's kind of allows you to do a lot of grouping and a lot of posting as far as kind of status updates. But the other cool thing is that you can post things like your blogs. You can write event, write ups of your caches. So like if you find really good caches, you could put those in there, and it would allow you to do some updates like that. And again, connecting with other cachers, there's different groups, like the Podcacher has a fan group, things like that, that can allow you to connect with other cachers and see what's going on and allow you to share ideas like that too. A good topic here that's been brought up in our chat room is the issue with social media is, when do you think it is too much information when tweeting, and I know that, especially so Twitter was brought around to say, when, what are you doing now? But there is some point where there's too much information. And I went back and forth with that when Brightkite first came out, like, do I really want everyone to know exactly where I'm at all times? Like, that might be great for, my wife, if she wants to know how to get a hold of me and wants to know where I'm at, then it might be cool for her to be able to use that. But do I need, my 250 followers on Twitter to know exactly where I'm at every set of the day? Not really. So what's everyone else think? Let us know. Give us a call, 724-444-7444. Now, Montu, there's a couple other things here as far as social media goes. Can you think of any other?
Well, of course, we've got the Spot Messenger that's out there now, which definitely comes in as a great tool for letting people know where you're at. In fact, I believe I heard somewhere where right now, if you sign up for the Spot Messenger for a year's service, you get the actual device free. But you need to go to Spot Messenger to get more details on that, which it's definitely a great thing because we've already had one or two stories on the show already where cashers have gotten into trouble. They've used the device and have been able to get help out there, whereas when they tried using their cell phones, they weren't able to get anybody to understand where they were at to send help out there. Another social media that I can think of, now this one is more in the word realm of pictures than actual word, would of course be Flickr, where you can show your experiences in the picture world rather than in the text. That definitely comes in handy with showing people what you've seen.
Now, yeah, I would definitely say that. The Spot Messenger, we were having a kind of a conversation on Twitter about it the other day, me and a few friends. I've decided that I don't think I'd want one because, for me, I live in Indiana. I'm always in cell phone range. I don't necessarily need to, and from what I hear, they don't work, the greatest. I mean, it takes a while to get the actual update out to your friends, via Twitter or the email or whatnot. So for me, it's not worth the extra money to, have the where am I at issue, via satellite. I mean, I can do that via Brightkite. Now, if I was, our friend Intolerable, he lives out where he does a lot of hiking and things like that. Now, that would be great because you're out of cell phone range a lot. You're hiking. It'd be great to do that. Another thing too, Monty, that got brought up in our chat room right now is Quick, and that's QIK. It's basically a video application where you can shoot live video from your cell phone, and it works on several different cell phones. And that's another social media thing. You can use that for showing your cache hunts, things like that. It's basically mobile Ustream. I've used Ustream before to share, and that's another social thing. I've used Ustream to share, my unboxing of the PN40 and things like that, which I had to pull, in case you didn't notice this, I pulled this actually from Ustream because it was brought to my attention by Spin.Vibe that I actually turned the PN40 on in my house and accidentally showed the coordinates to my house, and I just, again, don't exactly want everyone to know, where my house is at. So I pulled that down from Ustream.
And another social media, of course, and this one's been out there a long time, of course, is YouTube. Going along the same lines as the Flickr, it allows you to upload videos that you might have taken. Now, this one, probably less likely, but, I have seen some caching videos out there on YouTube. So definitely another way of sharing your day with others.
Well, and this one isn't. This next one isn't quite for everybody, but again, podcasts are a social media, and exactly like we're doing now, we're taping a live podcast, and we have people following us, and they're on the chat room right now. And we have people connecting and chatting and talking about the different things that we're talking about right here while we're doing this podcast, and then anyone can also download it and listen to it later. That's definitely a social media. What are everyone's thoughts on social media? Give us a call, 724-444-7444. And our TalkCast ID is 7525. For me, social media is just another way to connect. I like being able to connect with my local cashers, but then I also like to be able to connect to you guys too. And see what's going on with everybody's life and what's happening in their caching. It's cool. I've seen a lot of good ideas for caches that way too. Well, if we've got nothing else in the social media night tonight, join us each Tuesday as we do a live show at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time on the TalkShoe service. You can join in live at 724-444-7444, and our ID is 7525. We love to hear you guys live. Our show notes and all of our links to past shows can be found at geocachingpodcast.info. You can also call our voicemail line, which is 206-350-3GPS, and you can do that anytime and leave us a voicemail. Have a happy week and safe caching.